We're back with more of Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. Milwaukee is home to many good photographers, ranging from the strictly amateur to the internationally renowned. And while he hasn't quite gotten to that second category, Vallon Gillette is well on his way. His commercial work has already been used by a number of businesses in town, and his fine art photography has gotten a great deal of attention as well. It's not too bad for a guy barely into his 20s and self-taught to boot. Vallon joins me in the studio now. Vallon, welcome to Lake Effect. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you, Bonnie. Thanks for having me.
How did you get interested in photography? What was it about the medium that attracted you?
I liked how it can convey thoughts, but just by seeing it.
Interesting.
For me, it's more of a visual response to how I see things. It's totally different. In my everyday life, I find that the most simplest thing can be beautiful, and I try to make the most of that.
But why photography rather than, say, painting or drawing or something else?
For me, it was the most thought-provoking thing. It kind of drew me in. Famous photographers that I knew, like Ansel Adams, when I saw his work, I said, wow, that's what I want to do. I saw that, and it just took a hold of me. And ever since then, photography has been it. That's me.
But you never took a class, is that correct?
That is correct.
So this is all a self-taught journey.
Yes, it is. I've actually dived into books. I would spend 2 to 3 hours just looking over material, how to do this, aperture and f-stops. And I just kind of took that to heart. And every day it's a practice, it's a craft. You have to learn it and go forth and just do it.
Did you start with film or did you always start with digital?
It started as digital for
okay.
me.
But some of those things still apply.
Yes.
You still have to know about aperture and f-stops and
yes,
all those things.
Correct.
And so as you started to learn and you went out and took the photographs and started using Milwaukee pretty much as your canvas,
yes.
what were you finding out? Were you able really quickly to put thoughts into your photographs or was it really kind of a ramp up?
It was really a ramp-up time. I would walk around Milwaukee, and I noticed things that, you know, most people wouldn't see. I'd look through Milwaukee photos, and I just kind of wanted to point out something very special about Milwaukee.
You know, when you first started and you were learning the craft, as you say, you know, you have to practice that. You have to get the technical skills together.
Right.
Were you finding that it took a while to be able to produce the photographs that you really saw in your mind's eye, or were you able to do it pretty quickly?
It was kind of both.
Yeah.
You could kind of say the first photograph I took of Milwaukee, it was a complete failure. And I kind of went back to that old work and kind of figure out what I really wanted to portray.
What was the failure in your eye? What was wrong with that first photograph?
The composition wasn't working for me. I found out that, you know, some of the lights there's a certain time where you photograph a certain, say, cityscape just to make it glisten. And that first photograph, it just wasn't cutting it. There was that and much more worse things wrong with it everybody said it looked fine to them, but it didn't look fine to me.
So you hadn't quite gotten to be able to do what you saw.
Right, in my head.
Right.
Yes, correct.
I think that's true for most artists, you know, that, you know, you see what's there, but getting it onto paper or onto canvas or, you know, whatever the medium is always the struggle. For you, since you are self-taught and you are constantly teaching yourself
yes.
these techniques. How is it going? How many years has it been now since that first photograph and now?
It's been around, I want to say, 6 years.
So obviously things have changed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Things have
and
changed.
Are you happier with getting what you see onto your paper?
Yes. It has been amazing. Ever since then, it has been, for me, changing how I see things around me. Photos that I produce now is much more cleaner, much more stronger than I think. And it's just, I see Milwaukeeans use my work. They post it on their social media. And it makes me happy to see people's joy, you know. Even people that leave the States, leave Wisconsin, they say, wow, I miss this place again.
Because of your photographs?
Because of my photographs.
So what is it that you see in Milwaukee that you think other people aren't seeing?
Some people might think it's dirty. Some people think it doesn't have a place. And that's what I aim to do, is make its place known.
You're working in digital photography. And, you know, the world has changed
Yes.
so much in terms of how quickly pictures can go around the world.
Right.
Are you finding that you're making a living doing this? Are people purchasing your images? Are you able to sell your work?
Yes. I've actually sold to magazines. And it's been amazing. Like, I've one or two, three a month. And it's been good.
And so you're actually supporting yourself with this?
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
A lot of artists don't get to do that.
Yeah. It's crazy because my first major breakthrough – this was 3 years ago, was a major coffee company around the world. And that was really amazing for them to ask me to create two pieces of art for them. You know, I've got approached by Northwestern Mutual. There are two photos, Milwaukee photos, that are locked up in their huge safe. So if anything happens to the city, they'll be there. Other things like from local companies like Uber, that's going around now. I've done some things for them blog-wise. I've shot menus for restaurants around town. And my recent commercial work has been Hotel Metro, which is creating photos for their new website. So all around, like, Milwaukee's given back. Everyone's seen my work, and it's been a pleasure.
One of the things I so like about the photographs of yours that I've seen is that you mentioned Ansel Adams at the beginning of
Yes.
this interview.
Yes.
And I can see his influence because you go in for that black and white and that
Right.
really that
Right.
depth of field, that
Right.
just blackest of the black,
Right.
you know, and the contrasts
Right.
between. And it makes the city – it adds to me – a layer to the city that we don't normally see on a day-by-day basis. And obviously other people are responding to your work in the same way.
Right. Social media is one of the craziest things because words gets around. People, I get emails per day, you know, even 6 to 7 emails asking me, like, where could I get this? You know, where can, you know, I buy this? This is amazing, Valen. Like, you need to make postcards and things like that nature. And yeah, I want people to, you know, look at my photos and feel like this is a city I want to live in. This is Milwaukee. So,
well, I think you've achieved that so far.
Thank you.
How are you thinking about increasing the business? Because you've obviously set up a brand.
Right.
You know, you are Valen AG, and people are responding to it. People are purchasing your work. Are you thinking of expanding out, or is Milwaukee really the canvas that you want to explore?
I'd like to actually just travel, go around traveling and shooting. And I guess, like you said, I do want to expand, maybe to parts of Chicago, maybe go out in Los Angeles and shoot around a bit. But my focus point will be it's centered here because this is where I started. Where it all started. I can't deny that, you know.
Is Milwaukee the thing that you're probably going to want to most explore, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. Like, I definitely would like to explore more. I do want to create more pieces for Milwaukee. Some more amazing, much more depth pieces. I want to work on a street themed for my next project, a street themed series.
Any streets in particular you have in mind?
Wisconsin Avenue.
Okay. Try to see it in a different way.
Right.
Have you thought about taking courses at this point or mentoring yourself to someone? Or do you really feel that going your own way, the way you started, is the way to go? For you?
For me, I think for me as an artist, I'd love to explore on my own terms. It works well for me. In the future, I might take courses. Personally, as for myself, it's more of a hands-on experience. If you don't, I guess, just keep working. And if you fail, just pick yourself back up and try it again. That's me. But will I continue on trying to, like, get better? Yes, I definitely will. Even if that means taking courses, yes, I will.
Well, you know, Valen, I can't thank you enough for coming in. And I'm so glad I discovered your photography because I'm not from here, but I've been here about 8 years and it's gotten me to look at Milwaukee in a little different way, just seeing your photographs. So I'm really pleased that you were able to come in today.
Thank you so much, Bonnie.
Valen Gillette is a self-taught Milwaukee-based photographer. You can see some examples of his work online at wuwm.com/lakeeffect.